Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Everybody knows when you get down to the county and the city level, you got a lot of people that are just out of their depth with this kind of stuff. When you're passing the buck on this.
Are you saying local government is a bunch of rubes?
Rubes!
You ever been to a town council meeting?
No. They're realtors, most of them.
He's exactly right. They're realtors.
How many steps do you take in the great state of Florida, Mike?
On a daily basis?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Who had zero?
Sometimes the shingles vaccine is going to make your arm sore, but you know what the secret is? Secret is constant movement. Move your arm. And she starts doing this. Move your arm. Keep it moving. And you got to keep moving. Don't go home and take a nap. And Carrie says, I'm going home and I'm taking a nap.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. Everybody. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Happy Monday, everyone. Great to have you along on a fabulous Monday get-together. It is really hard for me to come in here and try to force myself to talk about something else when it comes to the issues that we are living with today in our society. But while we have been dealing over the last week with the people on the Hill breaking into the Capitol, and now the arrests that are being made after the fact, and the fact that Donald Trump has been suspended from Twitter, and on and on and on, you know, there was this story that was impacting all of us for all of 2020. There was this vaccine.
Right.
And this is how I put it on my show prep today. Of course we botched it.
Yeah.
Of course we botched it. Of course we're down here where 1.3% of the U.S. population has been vaccinated and 33% of the shots distributed to states have been administered.
Mm.
So that's 33%, less than half of the vaccines, the shots that have been sent have been used. It's just, we just can't get it right lately. We can't get anything right, and it's driving me insane.
What we need to do is have sort of a rallying cry to get people more enthusiastic.
Everybody!
Well, so we have that. Now we're excited. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I would
now
say
we can do it.
A club or lounge in D.C. pre-COVID had a better operating system than this guy does, than
of
this
course.
Vaccine rollout. Or, by this guy, I mean our national government going into the state governments. I have a question about your overall, I guess, attitude about the vaccine, Mike, in Florida outside of the national headlines. What do you hear a weekend removed of? Have people gotten it in your neighborhood? Is it easier?
We have a county manager in Fort Myers in Lee County who came out and took the blame, took the bullet, and said he literally did not know that it was going to go This is in Florida. I'll give you the example.
Okay.
This is what
right.
I know best. In Florida, you have the federal government handing it off to the state, and then you had the state handing it off to the counties. So everybody passing the buck. You did. And then the counties didn't know what to do. So what you had down here in Florida, in our county, and I talk about specifically only our county, you had old people told that it was first come, first serve, and putting out 70s, 80s people that are putting the best mix of the 70s and the 80s, putting their lawn chairs out.
Everyone can get COVID, Mike, even the boss.
And
funny.
They were sitting there, and it was the rollout. Was a disaster because they ran out very quickly and these people waited everything else. From the Palm Beach Post, like almost everything else about the pandemic, the rollout of COVID vaccines, the very thing promising an end to the pandemic, has been messy, frustrating, and of course divisive. In our state, the bulk of the blame rests with the governor. As we start a new year, state leaders must offer better performance. Too many elderly Floridians, including thousands in Palm Beach County, this is an article from the Palm Beach Post, who have suffered through, it's just, are still waiting, life-saving vaccines. It's crazy. I got a, it's not been done correctly. And you've got a lot of people that are passing the buck on this. And the question is, you know, every state, I think, in the union is going through this, and no one knows. You got places where it's being done in hospitals. You got drugstores in D.C. that are doing it. You have the health department doing it in other areas. You got, there's nothing coordinated. And
I'm all in favor of local government and countywide, you know, participation and making sure things get done. But isn't this sort of like putting the national defense in the hands of a county? Because this is a big deal. I think
it is
this
a
really
big deal. It's a national security deal.
It's a national security issue, and it should have a federal purview. States was questionable, but certainly not at the local level. There has to be agreement. There has to be organization.
Look, Mike, you are absolutely right when it comes to the that there's no uniform policy to say this is how we're going to make sure everybody gets the vaccine. I mentioned, and I wasn't joking. We mentioned a story last week where some guy at Yiant in Washington, D.C. got the vaccine, and he happens to be in his 30s. And he literally said, like, for me, was kind of the standard of, oh, what if I did go to the pharmacy and lurk? So I had a prescription, and as the police go by, maybe it's Vice President Pence, the idea of going and standing outside our pharmacist door or window right before closing was kind of strange. But since I had something to pick up anyways, I went.
He actually did it to see if he could hang around and get leftover. Hey, you got an extra ticket to that concert? There you go. All right.
I did it. And I expected.
Were you walking around saying, need two?
Before we get started.
Yes.
So Oscar said last week on the show that what he was going to do, that if you had the vaccines that were brought out for the day to vaccinate people at a drugstore, you have to use them because you can't put them back in the freezer. You got to use them. So if there are leftover people if there were 65 plus people that were no shows and you happen to be
milling
hanging around at the pharmacy counter at the end of the day, you could get a vaccine. I didn't know you were going to put it into practice. I am fascinated that you did this. So you became aware through news media? How did you become aware that this is the way it was going to happen?
News 4, Mike, on your
news
side.
News 4, your old Channel 4, the NBC affiliate in Washington, D.C.
Had this story last, Monday night, right after Monday Night Football. They came on and they said, we're getting reports this man, I guess he went on to Snapchat or Reddit and said he got the vaccine and he's in his 30s. He was walking around the Giant and near the cathedral and him and his friend in his 30s saw the pharmacist, said, hey, do you guys want the Moderna vaccine? I got to use it or else it goes bad. And they said, sure. So they got it. And then shortly after that, the D.C. mayor came out and said, look, we're of the opinion that if you have these vaccines available, give them out to the population. Do not let them go to waste. Bottom line. So when that happened, I was like, well, maybe this is a real thing. And I remember calling my brother. He's like, that's probably the most ethical thing to do, to give it to anybody. Hopefully you'll find somebody that's in the endangered zone before you give it to a 30-year-old. But
the idea of the vaccine is to vaccinate as many people as possible. To save us all. That's,
so my wife goes on Friday earlier to pick up a different script. And she asked our pharmacist, because she really knows our pharmacist. And she said, hey, have you seen any lurkers? And our pharmacist said, she starts laughing. She's like, oh, yeah. She goes, this one lady yesterday was here for 4 hours before we closed. And I told her, I said, miss, we close at 8. But, you know, that's 4 hours from now. She goes, no, I can wait. I'll just look around. And my wife said, well, what happened? She goes, oh, she got the vaccine. She got it.
So she went and waited. And there was a leftover vaccine.
Yes. And she got it.
But she planned on it. Well, good for her. I'm okay with that. I'm okay if you want to do that. If you're not, like taking it from people.
From anyone else.
And like you waited, and then at the end, I mean, obviously she was first in line when everybody that had the appointment got vaccinated.
Yes.
So, or and then there were no shows.
Sounding more and more like a bakery now. I think take a number. Is it 45?
We're gonna get those fresh hot rolls.
It's about the effort.
It is.
If you're willing to put the time in, if we're willing to stand in line for
I'm all
the
for
new
that,
bagel
the
place, the new burger joint, the
Chick-fil-A,
new movie, a concert, why wouldn't you stand in line for a chance to survive a pandemic?
Right.
Right? I mean, think about it. Think about the S we stand in line for. So
how long did you lurk?
Well, this is what was great. I said, Shannon, go back there tonight. The place closes at 8 p.m. They say 9 p.m., but it closes at 8 because there's different hours now.
COVID hours.
I said, go there around 7. I'll be there around 7:30 and then scope out the joint. So she texts me and she says, oh, there's only like 3 people lurking. So this is at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
The place closes at 8. I said, I'll be right there. So
And so you decided you'd give it the same shot, but you're not going to wait for 4 hours.
No, my wife is there. I was going to go. Both of us were going to be standing there when it closed, as we were.
I don't know what the COVID protocol is, but I'm not sure that you can cut in line just because your wife is there. No cuts, right?
But there's no
front cuts or back cuts.
There's no line. Think about a pharmacy.
So what?
Layout.
You're just looking at the baby thermometers and like walking back and forth and like looking at gummy bears and stuff like that. And just
I walked up on the scene at 7:45. I saw my wife in the
distance, swaggering,
and the pharmacist comes out where she's about to make this announcement, right? And she looks around, she says, "Who's over the age of 60?" And 3 people raise their hands. And she goes,
"You." That had to make your heart sink.
No, it was a beautiful moment.
Was like, it 60 or 65?
She said 60.
Oh, I'm going to be on the next plane.
Yeah.
Did they look like they were over 60 or were they lying?
Yes, they looked. Okay. And she said, get your IDs.
Hey, hold on. I resemble that remark.
Get your IDs and cut because they have a little waiting room and come on in. She goes, I think we might have 2 more. And she looked around and she said, you've been waiting the longest and you've been waiting the longest. Everyone else, try back tomorrow.
And did she point at you guys?
Oh, no. Some people were there since 6 o'clock. So we were, but I was happy to see that the process is in place. There's a chance.
So if you really, really wanted it badly,
yeah,
you could go and
go there. You go there, and so 6 o'clock would be what? 2 hours? They were waiting.
2 hours is nothing with a smartphone. Nothing.
Yeah. And especially if you're old. Hold on a second. Are you going to do it?
Oh yeah.
Are you going to do it again?
Well, I mean, Mike, I said to my wife, the S we do for dumb things. What about giving the peace of mind to the people we love that we got the vaccine?
Look, if you're willing to do that, I'm fine with that. I think it's a great way. By the way, I think if you had given it to the drugstore systems around the country with proper instructions, we would be in a better situation.
I told my mom, I said, look, mom, well, now she's a lurker, my 7-year-old mom. With my father. So you got these two Bolivian totem poles walking around, a giant Safeway in Olney.
Right.
Because they were like, we're going to go to Giant. I said, don't go to Giant. It's the one next to Leisure World. They're going to be jammed. Go to the one in Olney, Safeway.
Yeah, the young one.
Older population.
So Maryland and the District of Columbia.
And Virginia.
The vaccines are being distributed through pharmacies exclusively, or
no,
not at my CVS.
Not exclusively.
No, and not at my CVS.
What about your Giant or Safeway? Giant and Safeway sanctioned.
Yes, I believe you are right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But not at CVS.
Not at CVS.
Yeah, Giant and Safeway.
I should have checked at Giant because I was there buying lottery tickets the other day. So I
how about you gamble on your life and then stand in line for that?
Better chance with the lottery.
But you don't know what it is in Virginia.
I don't know 100%. I don't.
Do you know, Rob? You live in Virginia. Do you know?
I don't know. I know that it's going through some pharmacies.
I asked the wrong guy. I'm sorry.
So this is what it came down to.
Why should his life be anything other than...
And
I would know exactly... I know that in the great state of Florida, this has been so botched that I'm going to tell you where I blow it. Remember when I found out I didn't have the sugars the other day?
Yeah.
8:15. Prior to we tape the show at 9 o'clock. Prior to the show, I have my little virtual doctor's meeting.
Mm-hmm.
All right, my telehealth conference that I have.
Yeah, conference.
I don't even ask him. I am so relieved to not have the sugars that I didn't even bother to ask him what I should do regarding COVID. I forgot to ask him. I forgot to ask him, is because I'm fat, do I get any priority? Because I'm over 60, I don't know. It's interesting that the pharmacist said, is there anybody over 60 here?
60,
so
yeah.
Even the people that were waiting, if I rolled up at 5 minutes before the hour, I probably would go ahead of you if you were waiting for 2 hours.
Oh, I would love for you to go ahead of me. I'd be pumped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we don't know where they are because the it's been screwed up in state.
This is
they're giving it to the health department. They're giving it to the counties. And the counties are stupid people.
Mike.
The local politicians.
The true takeaway is this. Okay, there's probably people that are listening right now like, Sean, you're Oscar trying to get the vaccine before everybody else. No, I'm not.
I don't look at it that way.
I only mention this. Well, okay, would I like it? Yes, that would be great. But it's not the end-all be-all. I went to see if this is viable, if my mom or dad could go. Mm-hmm. Because if that's the case, then I would go stand in line with them if I could, for as long as I could, to see if they could get it. And to see the joy and wonder of someone that's not in the queue, that's over 60, that's all bundled up, and they have four masks on, and they're standing in the grocery store, which is probably not the safest place to be right now.
Right.
And then get the nod to give you yes, 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 yes. It was such a great moment.
To watch this.
To watch this, yeah.
Yeah, and you're not taking it from them, which is fun.
No, you're so saving glad it they're doing wasted.
It. Then it doesn't bug me at all.
Not
if
at all.
You're there and you happen to be there, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's great. You know, if you're a really selfless individual, you drive out to Olney, drive your mom into the nation's capital, sit at your pharmacy with her, and then as soon as anybody over 60, shove her to the front.
She's
of the
not
line.
A district resident, though.
Well, do you have to be?
I don't know, but I don't want to stand in that line forever. And then they're like, oh, you're from Maryland. Sorry, you're out.
Okay.
Well, when they carded the people, were they checking for age or residency, or did you even notice?
Oh, I didn't get that close.
Okay.
The nation's failure, this is from The Independent. I believe that's a UK publication. So they're looking, the outside looking in. The nation's failure to mobilize from the jump. Yeah, that's British. From the jump.
The jump.
Despite months of planning around the federal government's only solution to combat a crisis that has killed more than 340,000 Americans, is largely due to the same institutional failures that have kneecapped the U.S. response to the pandemic. That's what they're saying. Mm-hmm. An inconsistent and delayed federal response, leaving chronically underfunded public health systems to fend for themselves. That's what we're dealing with down here. Critics have pointed to Operation Warp Speed's urgency to research and produce a vaccine without the same urgency to send it out. Now struggling local healthcare systems, like down here, overwhelmed by 10 months of record-breaking numbers of hospitalized patients and surging infections, are tasked with managing a looming crisis. Federal officials have largely left critical elements of vaccine logistics, including timing of shipments, storage capacity, and adequate staffing, to local health authorities. That's the problem.
Yeah,
this has to be... Call in the troops. This has to be. I think we have never seen a better example of militarizing something like this.
Yeah.
Let the armies do it. I mean, we do it in other countries. So I don't know whether that's going to happen. I don't know what, old Joe is planning after inauguration, but I sure hope it's something, because right now we're down here and it just shouldn't be this way. I thought that the moment, remember when I talked about how hopeful I was?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't feel that same level of hope anymore, because I really feel like, How late are we going to be going now with this, with people, record numbers down here in the state of Florida, people wanting to get back to normal, and we're just in this, what are we talking about? We're talking about the guy with the wolf's head on the Capitol, what I mean? We're talking about that guy. That's the big story. Okay, we get it. Prosecute them. Do what you can with the president, but I still think the priority should be the health of the American people right now. I also get scared about what's going to happen. Is there going to be an act two of all this? But at the same time, we've screwed this up.
Imagine living in the city, Mike. That's all we're hearing is,
I mean,
close your office on the 17th.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, it's so draining. But I will say, look, Arnold Schwarzenegger, his video this weekend, pep me up.
Yes.
Like that. And I know we have that in itself.
He's a reasonable dude.
Fantastic.
I how old's Arnold? Can Arnold get back in the game? Have him get back in the game.
Actually, Arnold, as soon as he finished the video, he went down to CVS and was just hanging out, hoping to get a shot.
Could I cut in the line for you?
I have an idea. I'm older now.
the curtains align if you don't
mind. I'm hopeful that once a new administration gets in place, that this just becomes something that is a call to arms for the military and the National Guard, and we get.
I mean, has there ever been a better reason to mobilize the military? On our shores to get this thing taken care of. I really hope against hope. So the federal government.
Mike, let's give it to the county armies.
All right, hold on a second. The federal government has partnered with retailers like Costco, CVS, and Walmart to administer vaccines in their stores. Roughly 40,000 locations in the U.S. have signed on. What we should be looking at is the rate of acceleration over the coming weeks, according to, I think, the doctor with War.
And to that note, like you're seeing Rob Spiewak at home right now because, you know, here at Podcast Village and overall.
We've had a scare.
Yeah, we had a scare. And it is daunting that we could go 10 months without this happening, and then this happens. And, you know, with all due respect to the person that's sick, which I will not name their name, it's fascinating how you go 10 months, you have these protocols, and it's worked, in fairness to us, because everyone has their own studios, everyone has their own offices, we have our own medical-grade filters, so no one else got sick. But you have to get everyone else tested and pay for that. And you have to go through all this anxiety of, like, is everyone okay? And we're 10
How
months
How is
in.
The individual we're talking about doing?
Great.
By the way? Good.
Great. They are great. All things considered, great.
Do they know where they might have picked it up?
They think they got it from their wife. That doesn't narrow anybody down. So,
one of our employees at Podcast Village actually has it now.
Yes, I
thought it was just his wife that had it.
No.
The last time you talked to us.
Yeah, the last time I talked to him.
Did you get that, Rob? That was the message
That was the message. Yeah, that was what I was operating.
And now he's got it.
Yes, because that's the protocol to go get tested. And I imagine if you're in a loving relationship and it's your wife, you probably would have it.
I would assume. Well, that's what they say. When you get it, when a loved one has it, the odds are overwhelming.
Unless you live upstairs and she lives downstairs or vice versa.
This was a pointed remark at someone on this show that will also remain nameless.
Do we know how the wife... But the wife gave it to the hubby.
Yes.
And do we know how the wife might have contracted it?
We don't know. And at that point, I didn't... Like, the time for that digging wasn't the... It was more...
Yeah, it's hard to do. But she's notifying everybody.
Yeah, you got to contact Trace and roll through that. And look, this is not the last time any business is ever going to have to deal with this. But it was a start.
Everybody's had scares. Most people have had scares. Yeah. No, not everybody. I shouldn't say that. But I've had my scare.
Yeah.
I saw that. Remember, that guy, by the way, the guy that, was close talking me and had to call me and tell me he was exposed. I said, how are you feeling? He said, I'm fine. I was like, you had it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just that tone. That's the tone once people get it.
The tone I got for the call, and this is the tone you should give to anyone you love and care about, is that of disappointment, sadness, concern. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Respect and urgency.
Good.
Don't be cavalier about it.
I think most people listen. My experience was that guy was good.
Yeah.
When he got it, that at least we do know that. And it's still scary. It's still out there.
And know this, that the only reason I felt like some sort of calmness about it was because I know we don't interact with people on a really high level.
No.
We don't, right? Mm-mm. And while this is person's, like, if Pony got something, God rest his soul, like, and he had to go somehow, like, it's the thinning of the herd. But this person is viable.
You're just mad at him because his microphone
doesn't work. And valuable. He is.
I think his mic might have COVID.
and I said, just focus on your recovery. Are you feeling well? And they said, yes, and everybody's in good spirits, but we want to make sure everyone's safe.
You know, I truly believe that is the most important thing in our world. Mm-hmm. I should also say that you can't diminish what happened last week on Capitol Hill. You can't.
No.
The storming of the United States. I'm all for that. I think they're taking that up. But at the same time, we have to remember that I just hope that my team getting ready to take over the Senate and the White House, I really hope with all this, these guys are bad and dangerous. I hope at the same time they're giving just as much attention to where we're all going to be with this virus. Because I want to see, you know, when you hear end of June for widespread vaccinations, I sure would like to see that accelerated.
Yeah.
I see no reason why it couldn't be. Yeah. I see no reason why if you militarize this, it couldn't happen.
April
but
showers,
I'm not running the government. Look, everybody knows when you get down to the county and the city level, you got a lot of people that are just out of their depth with this kind of stuff, you know. And it's just when you're passing the buck on.
Are you saying local government is a bunch of rubes?
Rubes
can be
absolutely
rubes. You ever been to a town council meeting?
They're realtors. Most of them.
He's exactly right. They're realtors
and concerned realtors.
Mike, it's a nice mix here in Loudoun County of realtors and concerned moms.
Mm-hmm.
We get a good mix,
right?
But if you've ever been to a town council meeting, that's all it is. I mean, it's there seems to be an excessive amount of speed through the Lansdowne neighborhood. If we could put up some signs or perhaps a speed bump, that might be.
Do you get paid for town council?
No, I don't think you do.
It's all volunteer.
I think, well, it's an honorary position because you're elected, but it's a nasty bit of business. And if there's anything that ever called for a federal overseeing of a distribution of a program, it's this. I've never seen anything like it.
And it can't be because of the obvious reason, but we're a few days away from that. I'm looking to that to say maybe, but I'm not. There's no guarantee. I hope things change.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I really hope that the plan is ready. But they're handcuffed because they can't. They don't have the controls yet. They do not have the controls. You know, right now, I look at this as a plane that is far away from the airport, has plenty of fuel, but the navigation system is messed up. And there's a pilot that really doesn't know what he's doing, and perhaps the new pilot's going to jump in and figure out how to navigate and get us to where we need. I hope. I don't guarantee anything, though.
No.
I don't guarantee anything.
And the thing that's so frustrating, Mike, is when the plane took off, the navigation system was looking good.
Mm-hmm.
It was looking great on takeoff. But it went kablooey as we got close to the airport.
I just don't understand how the amazing amount of work that gets done developing a vaccine, and then, you know, what do we do best in America? Packaging, distribution, you know, you can get a Christmas tree ornament. But you can't get these vaccines into the arms of people. Mm-hmm. It's stunning to me. I pray that everything gets worked out. And I'm sorry I'm talking about it, but it's all we see down here. And by the way, the local news down here, it's like the whining hour. You know, you want to get people that know how to whine, get people that are elderly. You want to hear?
Oh, they're good at it.
And I want to do it. He's got COPD. If he gets it, he's gone. You know, okay, we get it. You're all frail. You're all gonna die. I get that, right? And listen, you want to talk about falling apart? I'm falling apart. I am completely falling apart.
Like emotionally or
physically?
Oh, physically.
Physically to the point of I was falling apart so bad on Friday afternoon that I laughed. Because it was comical in my pain. I was in so much pain that I laughed because it was like, no. And I looked to the sky and said, God, you can't be doing that to me, too. You just can't do. You can't be doing that to me. By the way, another medical procedure for me today.
Oh,
but
no.
It's from my guy. Yes. Yeah. The medical. I will be getting a vaccine suppository. Yeah, it's an experimental treatment. Looking forward to that. Here we go.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Dude, I have no idea where we are.
What?
Is it a hitchhiker?
What the hell?
Should we pick him up?
And get chopped to bits? Are you crazy?
Hey, you know what? We're lost. He may know how to get back on the highway.
Get back on the road. This is my car, and we are not picking up a hitchhiker, man.
Hey, guys. Thanks for picking me up.
Oh. Excuse me. Are you Neil Patrick Harris?
Yep.
Oh, my God. What are you doing
here? Holy shit. Dude, Doogie Howser MD was like my favorite truck growing up. You were my idol.
Yeah, that's great. Can we get going? I'm bored as shit back here.
Go. Let's go. It's a freaking boring spot. So I gotta ask you, Neil. Did you ever get it on with Wanda off the set?
Dude, I humped every piece of ass ever on that show.
Even the chick who played the hot nurse?
No. I didn't go all the way with her.
Neil, you wouldn't happen to know how to get on the highway from here, would you?
Dude, I don't even know where the fuck I am right now.
I was at this party earlier tonight, and some guy hooked me up with this incredible ex, and next thing I know, I'm being thrown out of a moving car. I've been tripping balls ever since.
That's crazy, dude. You know, we've been having a pretty crazy night, too. We've just been driving around looking for White Castle, but we keep getting sidetracked.
Yeah, dude, you fascinate me. Forget White Castle. Let's go get some
Huh?
It's a f***ing sausage fest in here, bros. Let's get us some poontang, then we'll go to White Castle.
No, Neil, you don't understand. We've been craving these burgers all night.
Yeah, I've been craving burgers, too. F*** burgers. Come on, dudes. Let's pick up some trim at a strip club. The doobie line always works on strippers. Lap dance.
There's a gas station. I'm gonna see if we can get directions.
We don't need to. Hurry up, dudes. Hurry up.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
From Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with a loyal legion of listeners who are part of our family and who listen every day in every corner of the world. This is TMOS, heard in great places like Moncton, New Brunswick, Canada. Been there. Old Ford, North Carolina. Haven't been there. Dayton, Washington. Love to get out there.
Yes.
Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Not sure I need to be there. Carlsbad, California. Been around there. And Kolding, Denmark. Don't think I'll ever be there. The Mike O'Mara Show
you
is
must,
on now.
You must go to Denmark.
Must go to Kolding. I understand it's freezing there. The show today brought to you by Sleep Number. Remember, quality sleep is more important than ever as we head into the new year. Not only is it a natural immunity booster, but it also helps with energy and recovery. So, how do you resolve to achieve quality sleep in 2021? With a Sleep Number bed! Let Sleep Number help with your resolutions. Quality sleep is essential for optimal health, performance, and your sanity. Plus, getting the right amount of sleep can help you make healthier decisions in the kitchen. It's absolutely true. When you run down, your inhibitions get messed up, and you end up eating a fritter. The more you sleep, the better you will exercise, and the more you exercise, the better you'll sleep. It's a nice cycle. Get it? Cycle?
Yes.
Do that. Remember, a great day starts the night before. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. It's just the best. Make quality sleep your New Year's resolution, and now save up to $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. Plus, special financing for a limited time only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/TMOS. Just make sure they know that Mike O'Mara sent you. All right. I'm going to be doing right now what old people love to do down here. Talk about your maladies. All right. This is me dealing with, not a high contact sport. I'm not jogging. I'm not swimming. I'm just out there hitting a little leg around, but I do it regularly. I do it all the time. When I'm not doing it, I'm practicing doing it. I'm out there all the time. That's the way I do it. And I think that no matter what you do, if you're out there constantly, you're not as young as you used to be, and you might get a little wear and tear.
When did you start feeling pain?
Where?
No, the new pain. The new pain.
The new pain?
Yes.
The most recent pain would be Friday.
Ooh,
fresh. You were good Friday. We did two shows on Friday. We did the regular and the bonus.
Yeah.
And
I was looking forward to my weekend. Yeah, I was fine. Fine fettle. I have a back issue, but I was great on Friday because I had gotten my treatment, a little of the needle in my foot, which was, and I got a good guy, who is Dr. Needles, who does a great job. And
it's
I hadn't
Vincent
seen him.
Boombots?
It's not Vinny Goombots. Hey, Dr. Vinny Goombots. Hey. I hadn't seen him by the way, I hadn't seen him in 2 years.
Wow.
That's a doctor you go back to because that. And I had a back surgery over a decade ago that I injured when I was playing hockey. So, you bang around and you do fun stuff like that and played it older when I was older in my 30s and got a bad back injury and ended up having surgery. But it sort of lasted for a long time until it didn't. And that's when I decided the way you do it is you do like chiropractic, physical therapy. You move on to maybe a pain reliever you take orally. The next step is the needle. And if that
orally,
doesn't work, you
I'm
get
sure, to, Mike.
You, well, rectally, let's be honest.
Again.
Gets
and then
faster.
You get a needle.
It does.
Well, the needle for me was a magic formula. I know guys down here that have back issues that do it a lot. I have waited. It has been 2 years since I did it. That's how well it worked for me. But I know this area because it's right in the same spot that it always is. That's a good thing. Mm-hmm. It's not like it's moving around. It's in the same spot. But it wasn't so severe that when that I said, nah, I can wait till like the 25th of January. It's been my experience. When I do that, inevitably, when I go to the mechanic and I'm like, I can hang on, that within 5 hours, it's just, I'm down to a knee. And so I get out.
5 hours, Mike, 300 minutes.
It's just ridiculous. So Friday, I make my way out. And what do? I warm up for like an hour and 15 minutes. Wrong. Big mistake. Too much swinging. Too much of it. And, you know, that wears it out a little bit.
Yeah.
Get out there, maybe about 3-4 holes in. I take a nice big rip at the ball and I go, duh, duh. And then it resolves itself and I continue to press on because I don't want to leave. It's part of my group of guys. On Friday, it's a money game. We're playing a team game. I don't want to quit. I'm hitting the ball pretty well when I'm hitting it, okay?
When you did that initial jolt of pain, the one that made you make that noise at least inwardly, did anyone know that you were in pain? Did anyone see you twinge?
I'm communicating because you want to set the table at that point for the fact that you may not be able to continue.
Okay.
So I have a couple holes after that where I'm just sort of trying to stretch, trying to get it there, and but I'm continuing because it's resolving. I've had it where it doesn't resolve, where it's just
you gotta
it gets
off.
Into a spasm, and you get, you know, Oscar just had a horrible night, so terrible. He knows what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. You know how this is like come go. It doesn't.
It's going to be bad later, but you can fight through it.
And you've been through it enough that you can kind of trace it. You know what you're in for.
Right now, I would describe it as it's there, and if I do the sport I love, it's going to happen again.
Okay.
So I'm going to get treatment on it because just to avoid that. But I wasn't there on Friday because I had this, as I said, the 25th of January, the end of the month, is when I was going to deal with this. I'm realizing at this particular point, probably if I can move that timetable up, I will. Thank God I was able to move it up to this. So in the meantime, I'm getting through it, and it's not so debilitating that I can't do. It hurts like, and then it just goes away. So what happens is I go in and I hit a golf ball into that's a bad shot that is on the edge of a fairway bunker sitting in rough, so that the shot that I have to hit requires my feet to be in the bunker and my club to be choked up in my hands with the ball. What I guess the best way I can describe it, in order to hit that shot, the best way to hit that shot would be, give me a superhero. Who's the guy with the Stretch Armstrong?
Okay.
If I'm Stretch Armstrong and I can contort my body in such a way that I can hit this, because I have to hit it over a tree about 180 yards down. It's a par 5. I have to hit it about 180. So I have to hit a really good shot, and I have to swing hard at it, all right? So here's what happens. With my bad back that I'm favoring, probably subconsciously.
Of course.
I take the club back, and I take a real rip at it, thrusting my incredibly obese body into this pivot turn. Now, normally, when you hit a golf shot, you pivot, you know, your right leg turns and kind of pivots, and maybe sometimes the heel goes up and stuff like that.
Sure.
My right leg at this particular has been buried into the sand, and my entire body torques, and I turn, and I go down to one knee. What knee, you may ask? It's the knee that I have just hyperextended on this swing. And I'm talking about any foot pain, any back pain, this pain is like carry me off, bring that little cart out and carry me. I am freaked out. I'm thinking I've torn things.
Yes.
I've done this.
What hole are you on?
I am on...
Roughly, back nine.
I am on hole number...
12?
15.
Wow. Okay.
And we started on the back. Mm. So I've played 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Oh, I've so played not the 15th hole. You're on the 6th hole.
I'm on the 6th hole. I'm on the
I
sixth hole.
I was going to really applaud you. I said you almost completed a round, but no. It's yeah. just six.
I'm on the sixth
Even
hole.
More embarrassing.
I applaud right. your honesty, though, because you could have right. honestly said, oh, we're 15, on the yeah, I was just done. Finishing up the 15th.
Round
I almost
of my
made
life.
It.
Round of my life.
Sure.
Yeah, it was terrible. Was it the 15th? It was, I'm trying to, anyway.
Okay, so yes. at that point, where does ego come to play? Like,
ego is that you don't want to be a wuss.
Okay, gotcha.
Ego sure. is you don't want to walk off. You're with a team game, and if you can do it, I'm not, I don't think I've, I'm able to walk, I'm able to continue to swing, and it was embarrassing.
You never, you
it
went to your knee, did, but you didn't fall, right? You just went to your knee?
I went to my knee.
Okay,
I went to my knee, but I was in a place where that wasn't that big a stretch. And okay, so it was, but it's embarrassing. And at that point, when I feel my knee and I'm getting out, I'm having trouble moving, I start laughing because I'm like, I'm looking up and going, this is it. Can you take my sight as well? Can you tell? It is now the foot, the back, and the knee. Is there anything? I'm not playing rugby. I'm not playing rugby. I am playing golf. What in the name of God? Now, look, Tiger Woods gets injured because look at the way he swings at a golf club. I am Schlubby McSchlub again. This is not, I am not doing, but it was a
Mike,
little
we have tape of you from the golf course, actually.
All right, very good. It's kind of my reaction. It's so bad, it's funny. It's so bad. It's just so. It's so comical that I'm trying to.
How do your teammates respond?
I'm trying to think when it was. That
when
I
you
left.
Went to your knee, did anyone swap money with anyone else? Like they had bet on you doing this?
I told you.
Wasn't gonna finish. Knew what happened on the 15th. Yeah.
Yeah. I. You look. It's. It's just fine.
Yeah, but most people would be like, run to your aid. Be like, are you okay?
I continued on until the third hole okay. of the back nine. So okay. I played
12.
One, two. I played five more holes.
Okay.
In this condition.
Total.
And the last one was when the back, because now I'm favoring the knee, just blew out and I still had to left. And by the way, when you leave our group of old men, we're regressing back to childhood. So it's just like, yeah, okay, good luck. Yeah, you know, everybody's kind of like you're thinking one thing. Glad it's not me.
Yeah,
that's what you're thinking. Yeah. Glad it's not me. Yeah. So it was a
Good
little
luck.
Embarrassing.
Hope your hot wife can mend all that.
Yeah, that was it. So now back to the needle again today, and wore a knee brace, and the knee came along very well over the weekend. It did well. I ran around with my kid, and hopefully it's fine. I don't think anything is sprained. I think it was twisted.
That's lucky.
I think it was
That's
a
lucky.
Bad strain. I think in football parlance they would call it a bad strain. But I felt all of my 61
it
years.
It all comes back to weight, though, right? For all of us, even myself. Like, my frame isn't built for what I got going on right now.
I don't know. I mean, you know what? Because they're fat guys that do it, but I think that it's certainly, I'm not going to say weight, Oscar, okay. as much as I play golf.
Yeah.
I will ride the bike occasionally, but I basically play golf.
All right.
I'm not in a gym. And my body this on Friday was saying, you know, dude, do a little something. Walk up a flight of stairs a couple of times. You know what I mean? Lard ass.
How many steps do you, on average, take when you're golfing?
You should ask me how many steps I take in the great state of Florida, and then we can take a break.
How many steps do you take in the great state of Florida, Mike?
On a daily basis?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Who had zero? I'm not lying. I live in a flat house. I play on a flat golf course, all right? I do not see stairs. And when I do, there's usually an elevator there. That's it.
And keep in mind, his primary chair of the morning has wheels on it, too.
Right.
So there's that.
Yeah. You know, by the way, if my sister moved down here, you know what she'd say? Can we put stairs on the outside of the house and just put them over the top of the house so I can just walk up and down them a couple of times? Because they live in the stairs.
Of course.
They live in a tree house, for God's sake. Stairs.
Couple.
Oh, vertical. Their life is vertical. They love stairs. They love being at the top of the stairs.
They love stairs.
I don't. Really. And if I lived in their homes, I'd have one of those elevators. You know? The old people take it up and down. We got to take a break. We'll come back with more fun. And but the needle today, I'll let you know how that goes.
Attaboy.
You know?
Good, good.
Yeah, I get to take my son with me, too, because Mrs. O'Mara is getting it done out there. Yeah.
And, is this this doctor that you're going to today, is his office on the first floor?
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, yeah. It's one level. It's awesome. One level. There are never any stairs. It's fantastic.
He's you know? In a rambler.
Right, right. By the way, my quadriceps look like a sausage. Just a tiny little sausage. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Michael Merritt Show.
The UBS Evening News with Howard Beale.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a pandemic. You're upset and you're angry and you stare at your podcast player and you say, please don't take my Friday cocktail party or my shopping center or my bonus show or my steel Belgian radials. Luckily, you've got the Michael Merritt Show and it's not going anywhere. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy. So we don't go out anymore. You've got to say, I'm a human being, goddammit. My life has value. And that's okay, because you can always go to your computer, open a window, and type MichaelMerritt.com. Do it. You'll be glad as hell. And you won't have to take it anymore. MichaelMerritt.com, making you as glad as hell. I must make my witness.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Truff. It doesn't matter if it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or anything in between. The right hot sauce will take your food to the next level. Yum, 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 yum. Truff, T-R-U-F-F. F is in finest flavor. It's a luxury hot sauce that makes every meal five stars. Crafted with a signature blend of red chili, black truffle, organic agave nectar, and savory spices. Each bottle ships pristinely packaged and ready to give. How we doing there? How we doing with that music?
Everything. Yeah, it's yeah. Are you riding the music?
Going on?
Yeah.
Don't ride it when you're there because it's right. The gate catches it, please.
Each bottle ships pristinely packaged and ready to gift, topped with Truff's eye-catching black diamond-shaped lid that promises the truffle-infused treasure inside. It's more than a hot sauce. It's a showstopper.
And
it's like nothing you've ever tried before. Rob uses it at every meal. See for yourself why Truff is the biggest hot sauce on Instagram and TikTok. And right now, get 10% off site-wide when you use promo code TMOS at Truff.com. That's 10% off everything, including White Truff VIP Box. Including the White Truff VIP Box and the Truff Variety Pack. It's got the best of everything. Just shop at Truff.com. That's T-R-U-F-F. Remember, F as in forget every other hot sauce.com and use promo code TMOS. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody. Rob Spiewak, many, many moons ago, many years ago, I believe coined a term, the Loudersons, when he was talking about loud people at a restaurant that pissed him off. He came to the show today with speaking about running into more loud people. Hates loud people like you do.
So Carrie and I, we finally said, you know what? We got to get our flu shots. I know we're being very careful about the COVID, but the last thing we need is flu exposure. So we go to CVS. We go.
Is this your first flu shot?
For the year, yeah. This year.
Did you get it back in February back in October?
Yeah, we got it all in October, I thought.
No, I didn't get it back then.
Why didn't you get it?
Because I was staying at home. I wasn't going out. Didn't think it was valued.
You went to the liquor store like every other week.
Okay, thanks for being on my side, Oscar.
Saying you're not being Mr. Stay-at-home.
I think I knocked mine out in September or October with the COVID.
Better late than never. Went out to the CVS to get the flu shot.
The following year.
Okay, so maybe I'm covered for all of the year now then. Who knows? Maybe I got the first one. Maybe you're late. How about that? So we go to the CVS.
They say you should double up.
Yeah.
I got mine. I think maybe back in October. I got it at my doctor's office, and I'm trying to think when I should get another one. In fact, that's worthy of another call when I'm asking about my vaccine. I'm sorry. It's the medical show, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead, Rob. You're at the pharmacy.
So we go to CVS. We see the sign that says, we are not administering the COVID vaccine at this location. So there's no need to hang out here today. But we go in and we do our paperwork and we sign. We say we're not allergic to eggs, all this stuff. And we do we get our flu shots on Saturday and we're waiting there. And Carrie's older than me, as you know. And
you love saying that, by the way.
She looks younger than you, though.
Yeah, and she'll live longer than me. Okay. But for now, she's Mrs. Robinson.
How much older is Carrie than you?
She, 1947, she was born. She's just after the war. No.
How much older
is
she?
Four or five years older, right?
No, 3 years.
She's 3 years older.
Two and a half, actually. She's September of 68.
1947.
And Mike, the people came back from Japan after winning the war, and they had a lot of babies.
Lots of babies.
And Carrie was one of them. So Carrie is older. So the doctor's, the PA at the pharmacy says, would you also like to have your shingles vaccine? And Carrie said, yeah, that'd be great. She says, no, it's a two-part vaccine, but you have to have one now, and then you have to wait a couple months and then get it. As long as you get the second dose within a year, you're vaccinated against shingles. I said, great. And she said, you're under 50. You can't get it. And I said, okay, I'll just get the flu shot. So we fill up our paperwork, and we go down, and we're waiting for the guy to come give us our shots. And in come the Loudersons. And it's a lady who was probably very pretty 5 or 6 years ago. And her husband, who is very aware of the fact that his wife used to be pretty, but he's making the best of it.
All right, let's break that apart.
All right,
all right. So when you say this, what, these are people that, what would you describe them as? They've been the, he was the quarterback of the football team in his day, and his wife was the cheerleader.
I would say
what
that.
You're saying.
Yeah,
so they're people who have been pretty in the past.
Have been pretty, and you know what I think.
So you and Carrie immediately hate them.
Of course. Okay. Because you know why? Things have always come easier for them, especially 5 or 6 years ago when they were pretty. But she's not. I think he's given up.
Do you remember
up.
What I told him, Oscar, when I told him what I wanted to be on the show? This is exactly what it is.
This is probably, the guy is probably a little more okay with the fact that the rearview mirror life, but the lady is still in. Here's her look. She's got boots. She's got really tight jeans. So what? She's got a big sweater with like a furry thing around it, you know, because it's my
style.
Furry. I'm going to Target sweater. I'm going to CVS sweater and a mask. And she goes up and they walk up and this is, she goes, and this I hate. Okay. And this is a visual. Okay. She goes up and she goes up to the pharmacy and she goes, hands on it. Hello. And I'm like, ah! It's loud enough that she could be greeting the guy.
Not standing and waiting. She's not standing and waiting.
There's no line, but there's also no one. You know how at a pharmacy there's like,
yeah, section. They're in the back. They're doing stuff when there's nobody waiting. They usually have a camera out front.
So she goes, well, you know, you can see, but she goes up to no one in particular and says, "Hello," and the lady says, dut, 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 walks around, dut, 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 down two steps. Dut, dut,
who
dut, dut,
walks
dut,
around? The pharmacy
lady. And she says, we are here for our second flight of our shingles vaccine. And at this point, the world knows it. But also, it's through a mask, too. So it's, we're here for our second flight of our shingles vaccine.
And then where are you guys when this is happening? Are you sitting in the little waiting room?
We're two cubicles down waiting to get our shots. And so the lady says, oh, we've already had the first one. And then the husband says, he's not quite as enthusiastic. What exactly is the timetable for the second shingles vaccine? And every time they're saying shingles vaccine, like it's some sort of game changer. It's just chicken pox. And so they say, well, as long as you have it within a year. And he says, well, you know, we got ours 3 months ago. And the wife says, October, honey. It was October. We got it in October, like around Halloween. He says, that's about 3 months. And then the pharmacist says, well, then it's fine. We can do it. And he said, okay. And they said, here's your paperwork. And they go down, bum, bum, bum.
Do you feel at this particular moment that they are delaying your vaccinations by stopping the world at the counter?
I think that's part of it. But also, they just like the fact that they are out there getting this done. And they want people to know that she put on her big fur-collared sweater and is going out and getting her vaccine.
What's he wearing?
He's wearing typical. I think he's wearing like a more conservative sweater and jeans and loafers.
And what would be the age you would anticipate these?
Oh, let's say 52 to 55.
Okay,
so
all right.
So I mean, on the young range of being able to get the shingles vaccine.
Yeah, but you're a contemporary of theirs, so you're basically your age.
Well, yeah, but they're still older than me, and also remember,
yeah, but you're
the
hung
problem
up on this
here,
age
no, no,
thing.
No. The problem is that they used to be good looking. That's the problem, and that they're loud. And you know what? I know. No, it's really just like a micro pharmacy within a box store, because that's where we get our prescriptions filled, is the CVS within Target. Okay,
Rob, you used to be good looking.
For a few moments.
When was that? Like Jason Statham when he lost all that
I
weight?
I had like a month and a half, but never enough to like really cash in on it.
He had a cup of coffee.
As the kids would say, Mike, I was good looking for a minute.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you had the whole look going. You had the shape.
You look great.
You look great.
Well, thank you, Oscar. Not enough to get the shingles vaccine, but still pretty good. So they're filling out their paperwork, and we're down there, and I roll up my sleeve, and I get my shot, piece of cake, nothing to it. By the way, I don't do the bit I used to do on the show where I scream real loud. That's not really appreciated
in
an actual pharmacy.
No, you can't.
What's
the point of doing it when you're out and about? We used to get free flu shots on the show. Rob would scream. It's a standard bit. We loved it. Scared one of the nurses one of the years. It was the funniest one.
That was good. But the thing is that I know it's not like a real pharmacy. It's a micro pharmacy within a box store, but still a little decorum. I know it's not a doctor's office, but we don't need you.
Was this Target?
Yes, in the middle of Target.
I thought you went to CVS.
It's CVS in Target.
Oh, they have a CVS in Target now?
Oh, exactly. They've merged now?
Yes, it used to be, I think it used to be like an independent, but now
I thought Target had its own pharmacy.
I think they merged with CVS like some years ago. So anyway.
Rite Aid merged with Kmart.
They did?
No.
They're both closed. Right. I get it.
Thank you.
I get my flu shot, and Carrie sits down, and guess what? They finish their paperwork, and now they're 6 feet away, but exactly 6 feet away. And they say, hey, are you getting the shingles vaccine? Carrie says. And Carrie,
so they're striking up a conversation.
Yeah, but should you? I mean, what about parent, you know, the sort of patient privacy thing? Do you really need to ask what sort of vaccine someone's getting? I think that's loud.
If you're just looking to make a little conversation.
Oh, this is great.
And Carrie says, yes, I am. And she says, you know what?
The Loudersons have met the Angersons.
The F-Ewersons.
Rob and Carrie F-Ewerson.
So she says, you know what? I've already had the shingles vaccine once. And I look at Carrie, we make eye contact, and it's like, the world knows you've had the first flight of the shingles vaccine.
I'm just putting in my own scenario there. Like, if she looked at Carrie, the lady, and said, I have to do it, my husband, but of course I'm dying. And then Carrie would go.
And then this was my favorite part. She says, you know, sometimes the shingles vaccine is going to make your arm sore, but you know what the secret is? Secret is constant movement. Move your arm. And she starts doing this. Move your arm. Keep it moving. They thought I was crazy last time. And Carrie says, why did they think you were crazy? She says, because I went to that wall over there and I put my arm on it and I pushed as hard as I could for a full minute so I didn't get a sore arm. And you got to keep moving. Don't go home and take a nap. And Carrie says, oh, I'm going home and I'm taking a nap. So we got our shots. We got our $5 coupons for getting our flu shots. We bought Julia some coconut yogurt milk or some bullshit. And then we left anyone out of there. But here's my point. If you're going to a pharmacy, respect others with the blessedness of quiet.
There you go. Thank you very much.
Please. That's what I want.
At no time were you motivated to look at them and say, well, you can avoid that whole thing. You get your shot in the ass.
Slide down those tight jeans.
I say, you know what? Your ass was probably great like 6 years ago.
Oh my God. That's terrible. Oh, you're cruel. Anyway, we got to take a break, and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hello, friends. Jeff,
we got new more. We got new.
How are you?
More problems.
Yeah, you're great. Yeah.
I know you are. You're looking at me like that.
Listen, I love to listen to the Mike O'Meara Show on my Alexa, but I am scared of it.
Why was that?
I'm scared.
Okay, there it is.
Check it out on Alexa.
Jeff Goldberg.
It's available right there.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Theragun. Leave stress and muscle tension in 2020. 2021 is the time to start investing in your health with Theragun. Theragun, turn that down just a scotch. Theragun is the handheld percussive therapy device that releases your deepest muscle tension using depth, speed, and power. And it's as quiet as an electric toothbrush. God, do I love my Theragun.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
The Gen 4 Theragun doesn't just feel good. It gets to the source of the pain by releasing tension using Theragun's signature percussive therapy, which is 60% deeper. It goes 60% deeper than vibration alone. So whether you want to help for muscle tension, working out, an injury, or just everyday life, there's no substitute for the Theragun Gen 4. The OLED screen and design is amazing. It is so beautifully built. You got to go there to their site. Check it out. Plus, the Theragun app learns from your behaviors and suggests guided routines. Mm-hmm. Theragun is trusted by 250 professional sports teams, elite athletes, and hundreds of thousands of customers, and me.
Yes.
You know, there are items that are well built, and then there are items that are not. The Theragun is so beautifully constructed. You're going to love it. Try Theragun for 30 days starting at only $199. Go to Theragun.com/TMOS right now and get your Gen 4 Theragun today. That's Theragun.com/TMOS. Theragun.com/TMOS. You're going to love it. It's fantastic. We are running super, super late right now, but I just want to say congratulations to the Buffalo Bills with my friend Jimmy and to the Cleveland Browns. Mm. Two long-suffering fan bases that are doing very well, and we're very happy for that.
What a game yesterday.
It's so funny because I was watching my taped version of 60 Minutes and got to the game a little bit. I said, you don't miss anything in the first quarter of a of a football game. Jeez Louise. I mean, it just Cleveland. Amazing.
The Steelers also beat themselves.
They beat themselves, and then when they came back, I mean, the fact that here's a weird thing, it was close.
Mm-hmm.
It actually came back, and it was close. But the NFL playoff games in, rocking and rolling right now. I know we have a lot of Raven fans in our
Ravens
audience
Bills.
As well, and Los Angeles Rams. Am I leaving anybody out here? The Tampa Bay team beat our Washington football team.
Yes.
They were really
New
never
Orleans
in it either. New Orleans, the Bell. It's in earnest. I'm not sure how Nikki did, but that's it. So I just wanted to say salute and watch a little football with my boys weekend with my son. Had a great weekend with my little man. And
how is he doing with watching football? Does he follow the game? Does he have
questions?
Doesn't
watch anything. Wants to watch guns. Wants to watch guns. Show me guns. Talk about tanks. Talk about submarines. Talk about battleships. Talk about destroyers. Talk about submarines. Show me this. And then a little Minecraft on the side. The cool thing is, I think for like 2 hours yesterday, he played Minecraft with his sister in Maryland.
That's cool.
Makes me so happy. You hear them having, and he is in his happy place when he is playing Minecraft with his sister, and gives daddy a chance to go rest his eyes for a little bit, which is really nice, and nurses ailing body to help. It's spectacular. That's it. Sorry for the short break. We didn't manage our time correctly. Yeah. Daddy's going to limp into the bedroom while you're playing with your sister and go into dreamland, and then waited for hungover mommy to get home from her birthday party. Pretty good little weekend. Didn't make it to the Olive Garden. We'll take a break, come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hey, humans, it's me again, Winslow, the Boston Terrier.
We gotta get some new promos.
Yeah. Done.
It's 2021. Let's get some new promos.
Blue shots and new promos.
That's right. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. The best way to relax is with a premium cigar, and I get mine from Thompson Cigar Company. It is a part of my golfing ritual with over a century in the business. These guys really know their stuff. With the best prices on everything from Macanudo to Monte Cristo. Some lovely Cohibas that I got as well. Looking to try new rare top-rated blends? Check out Thompson Cigar Tour and sample 5 different blends each month. Thompson Cigar Company continues to be the number one choice for premium cigars in the USA because they deliver the very best customer service. Experience, I should say. It's so great to shop for something I love with online convenience and know that I'm dealing with the best in the biz, plus all the accessories, lighters, and tobacconalia you'd ever need. So sit back and take a break from all the craziness with a cigar from Thompson Cigar Company. These guys rarely do offers, but right now Thompson is offering our listeners 15% off orders over $75 or 20% off orders over $99. Just go to thompsoncigar.com and use promo code TMOS when you're ready to check out. That website is Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N cigar.com, and use our promo code TMOS. And we thank you, Thompson Cigar.
News.
Boo. Someone should check on President Trump because he just lost his favorite toy, Twitter, over the weekend. On Friday, he was permanently banned. In a statement, Twitter said, quote, I always want to say tweeter.
Tweeter!
In a statement, Twitter said, quote, after close review of recent tweets from the Donald Trump account and the context around them, specifically how they're being received and interpreted on and off of Twitter, we have permanently suspended the account due to the risk of further incitement of violence. We made it clear going back years that elected officials are not above our rules entirely and cannot use Twitter to incite violence, among other things. We will continue to be transparent around our policies and their enforcement. They provided a comprehensive analysis of how Trump has violated their rules and added that there's chatter about future armed protests, including a proposed second attack on the U.S. Capitol and state capitol buildings next Sunday. Trump's account had more than 88 million followers, but if you visit his feed, all you see is the notification that it has been suspended. So there is that. After he was banned, Trump went on the POTUS Twitter account and ranted about his account being deleted. Trump accused Twitter of banning free speech and being in the pocket of the radical left. He suggested that he and his followers could build their own platform in the near future and that they, quote, will not be silenced. Twitter also deleted that rant, but the POTUS account won't be suspended. Instead, it'll remain locked until Joe Biden takes over as president on the 20th. This is crazy. It's
like, there has to be a certain amount of satisfaction, like, though, for the people at Twitter that are just deleting and blocking,
This is the same actions of a teenage daughter.
Exactly.
Getting her phone taken away.
Yep.
Then getting on her mom's phone and calling her boyfriend. And then her parents finding out about that phone and saying, no, you can't do this anymore.
Exactly. It's like Trump as an eight-year-old is president.
Trump has limited options for social media going forward. He's also been suspended from Facebook, Instagram, Twitch, Snapchat, Reddit, TikTok, and even Pinterest. The Twitter competitor Parler might not be an option either. Parler has become popular among conservatives and right-wing conspiracy theorists, but over the weekend, Apple, Google, and Amazon dropped Parler from their platforms because they say there's been a proliferation of illegal activity and threats of violence, all based on threats of violence. And Parler refused to clean up their act. Parler was reportedly used to plan and coordinate the riot in D.C. last week. So you threaten violence, that's what happens.
I can't believe they pulled the president off Pinterest. Where is he going to post his coasters now?
That's amazing, isn't it? This is sad. Hall of Fame L.A. Dodger manager Tommy Lasorda died Thursday night of heart failure. He was 93. Good long life. Lasorda had a modest career as a player in the 50s. After being released by the Dodgers in 1960, he stayed on as a scout. He became the team's third base coach in 1973 and was elevated to manager in 1976. That's where he started to shine. Between then and his retirement in 96, he compiled a 1,599 and 1,439 record, guiding the team to four National League pennants, eight division titles, and two World Series victories in 81 and 88. Tommy Lasorda had a potty mouth. Look, these old school managers, are these little guys that were baseball managers like Earl Weaver and Tommy Lasorda, so much fun to listen to. Just a lot of fun.
I have a tribute plan for him in the audio vault, so I invite everyone to stick around.
Great. I cannot wait. Tommy continued working with the team off-field, spending a total of 71 years with the franchise. He was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 97. Tommy was at the game on October 27th when the Dodgers beat the Tampa Bay Rays to clinch their first World Series title since 1988. So he got that. That's fantastic.
So you're the biggest baseball fan on the show. And I know, yes. Long, long career, only two World Series titles under him. But does anyone approach him as far as legendary status as a manager?
Yeah, I mean, there are other guys that have been great in the league, but just the personality.
Yeah.
These old school managers are my favorite. These guys that are curmudgeon-y.
I agree.
Tobacco chewed and cigarette smoking old managers.
Iconic.
Tommy Lasorda was like that. And he loved being in L.A. He was a great L.A. manager.
Great L.A. guy,
because he hobnobbed with celebrities. It was great. A new report looked at cost of living, housing, health care, and a bunch of other stats, and ranked all 50 states according to how long it would take to burn through $1 million if you retired there. The cheapest state, always, the cheapest state to retire is Mississippi.
Ooh. Of course.
Where $1 million could last over 23 years. And the most expensive state is Hawaii, where you could only make it about a decade. The 10 states where $1 million goes the furthest are Mississippi, Oklahoma, Arkansas, New Mexico, Kansas, Missouri, Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, and Michigan. They're all between 21 and 23 years. The states where you'd burn through it the fastest are Hawaii, 10 years and 3 months. California, just over 14 years. New York, 14 years and 3 months. Oregon, 14 years and 7 months. And Massachusetts, just over 15 years. Everyone's favorite state, Florida, was in the middle of the pack. $1 million there would last 20 years, good enough for 26th place. And also, the reason Mike O'Mara will be doing this show until he's Tommy Lasorda's age. Thank you. Thank you,
Mike, you can
much.
Go 27 years in Florida if you don't buy the extended warranty.
There you go. If you don't get the chairlift to go up your stairs in your flat house. By the way, I don't have stairs in my house, so if I was going to do it, I'd just get a chairlift to go up and down. Just put it right up to the beginning.
Why not sideways from the studio to your bedroom?
Hold on. I think my needle doctor is buzzing me here. Let me just see what's going on here.
Medical call. Okay.
Spy report.
Nope. Don't need to worry about that. Spy report.
Hi there. Hi, Ron.
Hiya.
Can I play that? Why did it take until 2021 to turn the best cereals into ice creams? That's the question I have for you.
Yeah,
an
Oscar.
Instagram food account called Candy Hunting.
Mm.
Boy, I think if you Google Candy Hunting, I think you're gonna find some very bad stuff.
I don't know. I've got three sites bookmarked.
Right. Just found two new ice creams for sale: Fruity Pebbles and Cocoa Pebbles ice creams. No word yet on which stores are going to carry the ice cream. I bet it has a vanilla base, though.
That would be great.
You start with a custard base and add the cereal at the last minute and let it ripen.
By the way, I
gave
Michael, we were out at the grocery store Saturday when we had our boys' night. I said, any cereal, and this entire aisle is yours.
Oh, wow.
You pick out any cereal. You know what he went for? Cap'n Crunch with Crunch Berries. That kid has good taste
in
fruity cereal.
What if he came back with Product 19?
I'd be terrified. Absolutely terrified.
King Vitamin.
Yeah, the King Vitamin. Have breakfast with the king. And now a little something something. The police in Mount Dora, Florida, recently arrested two guys, a 43-year-old named Brian Tolentino and a 39-year-old named Juan Lopez, for robbing four graves at a local cemetery. When the cops raided Lopez's house, they found a religious shrine with 7 skulls. The guy said they needed the skulls for a religious ceremony they practiced. Palo Mayombe, which is an Afro-Cuban religion that's known to use human and animal remains in some ceremonies. They complained to the police that it's hard to get human remains in the United States.
It is. It really is.
Which is why they broke into graves. They even referred to the cemetery, as, quote, a shopping center. Oh, wow. Florida. Three of the graves they broke into were war veterans. Lopez said they wanted veterans' remains because, quote, the spirit is much stronger in a hero. Okay. They've both been charged with disturbing the contents of a grave and abuse of a dead body. Time for a Florida slogan. That's all I have.
You have
today,
one? Right? Yeah, good.
Yeah. Florida, come for the sunshine, stay for the headhunters. Very, very strange. That's it. That's all I got today.
Man, it is so hard to find human remains anymore, isn't it?
I know.
Maybe
can't
it's
get the
pandemic.
Vaccine. You can get a human head, though, from a veteran. Jesus. Yeah. Love living here.
So we'll
take a break. Come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Hey, young broadcasters, turn your microphone on before you're going to talk. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by our bonus packages. Happy New Year, folks. It is happy, right?
Oof. Right.
If you're ready for 2021, anyone? I don't know. Well, here's some good news to ease some of the tension. I'm here to promise a peaceful, seamless transition of bonus show power from 2020 to 21. We already recorded one episode without incident, and surprisingly, we all attended it. The transfer of power from old bonus show administrations to new ones is one of the hallmarks of this fine, historic podcast. Thank you. It's why we remain the People's Podcast. Don't miss out on a weekly sixth hour of unscripted, commercial-free, First Amendment fun. It's your passport to the Assport.
It is.
Buy it now. It will make 2021 a lot better, I promise. Extra good, extra content. It's at MikeOmaraShow.com. This moment calls for healing and reconciliation and a small purchase that will keep you safe and happy for the year to come. The bonus package. Buy it. Let us revitalize the sacred bond of laughter that binds us all together. And I thank you. Without further ado, let's open this, the audio vault sound. That's right. It's a sound effect I play on a machine.
Do you hit the button?
And now here's Rob Spiewak.
Did anyone watch the Bears-Saints game on Nickelodeon?
No, I thought this was interesting. And maybe you could break it down for everybody. But when they were billboarding the afternoon game yesterday,
right?
They remember going from the network saying, and remember, you can watch the Bears Saints game on Nickelodeon, CBS. Like, they had a litany of networks and Amazon Prime, I think. And I sat there, I was like, I've never heard of a layout of games this way.
I think, you know, they're reinventing themselves, always looking forward. And, you know, I think a little luster off the league this year with nobody in the stands. It's still weird when you see a stadium that's empty and they're playing an NFL playoff game.
Is that why the losing team got slimed after the game was over?
Well, Mike, they did actually have superimposed slime effects on the field for the Nickelodeon coverage.
I was making a joke. I little did I know they were really doing the slime bit.
So what they got is the kids got NFL football, fake slime, and an F-bomb from a Chicago Bear named Cordell Patterson.
Appreciate it.
Out of bounds on his own.
All right.
All right, kids.
That's you, kids.
Hear that. Don't say it. Thank you. That's what I say to Michael. Hear that, Michael. Don't say it.
That's right. So we know that the president is off Twitter. We know that he's not going to do Parler. He's off all the platforms. Now there is a movement from Home Alone fans. Did you know that the Home Alone fan base would be strong enough to have a movement? I didn't.
Of that TV show, the movie?
They want him cut. They want Donald Trump cut from Home Alone 2 in all future airings and references to the movie.
Okay, now you're getting... Yeah. See, this is where... F those people that are doing that.
Nobody has time for that nonsense.
By the way, I don't mind Donald Trump in Home Alone. It's a big part of the movie. I'm fine with that. It's a cameo.
Here's his fabulous acting, Mike.
Excuse me, where's the lobby?
Down the hall and to the left.
Thanks.
It's just the people this is what's wrong.
The energy that's being spent on energy. The dumb thing.
Yeah, right? We need to get people getting vaccinated, all right? You need to prosecute the people that stormed our Capitol. Don't worry about being in a movie, you morons, especially a movie that was 100 years ago.
Jeez. Mike, there's other stuff to worry about, too. In Queens, New York, you know what's on the uptick?
What's
Mike,
that?
I've always said you can't trust them. Squirrels are attacking people in Queens, all right? Squirrels.
Oh my God. In Queens, no less.
I hate squirrels.
It was so fast. He had his claws out. It's not like he was jumping and jumping away. He was there. Just basically runs up my leg, and I'm like, okay, squirrel, what are you doing? He either bit me or scratched me on my neck, and then I must have, like, reached over or do something, okay. And next thing I know, it's an MMA cage match, and I'm losing.
I tried to shake it off, but I can't. The squirrel has claws cling onto your winter jacket. When we have to leave the house, we have to carry Mom's homemade pepper spray to make sure, because if the squirrel comes at us, then we spray it.
The squirrel has onto your winter jacket.
Kids, one thing, an adult. By the way, they have what are called monkey squirrels down in Naples, Florida, where my buddy and I play golf together. And
yes,
they one of them ran up a guy's leg that we were playing with. We thought it was pretty funny. But they're squirrels. They're littler than you. Brush them off. All right.
And keep that's, in mind, they're essentially rats with furry tails. They're vermin.
Rob, yes, I saw a fox cross 1900 M Street to
a fox downtown. Yes.
It was the biggest effing fox. This is Friday night. I'm
smart
leaving
fox to be able to survive in the city.
Oh, also,
from the brewery?
What does it say? What does it say, Mike, of these animals that are looking for food that'll go further into the city because there aren't that many people around that much? The restaurants
being
closed.
Do you know in D.C. where there are tons of foxes across the street are good guys?
You haven't been there in a while.
Here you go. No, I haven't. Very long time.
All right, Mike, let's close with a two-pronged tribute to the great Tommy Lasorda. You mentioned him in the news, and yeah. I think this is really sweet. A man who stayed with the Dodgers for 71 years, he had this to say about himself.
When I pass on, I want this on my tombstone. Dodger Stadium was his address, but every ballpark was his home, and he loved the game of baseball.
He truly did. And he believe when he played in the 50s, he was a pitcher, right?
Yeah.
I think he was. They asked him once if he had ever instructed his pitching staff to throw at a player. One particular player was named Kurt Bavacqua.
Okay. And this is the greatest of all time. All right. So here's the deal.
Yeah.
Everybody knows in baseball, especially back in the day in baseball, that managers, if a guy was throwing at your team, you tell your pitcher, go out there, brush him back, throw it.
Right.
Send a message. Every manager does it. All right. So this is one of the greats from Tommy Lasorda.
I put this up with the Earl Weaver tapes. And also, I want you,
wish
Mike,
we could play it uncut.
I wish we'll play it on the bonus show this week uncut.
Okay.
I will do that. But I do want you to remember this. I listened to it with fresh ears today. Watch the turn, because he starts out very calm.
He's putting down Kurt Bavacqua, who was a great player in his day, but I friggin' love this.
All right, we close with the great Thomas Lasorda.
Tell you what I think about it. I think that is very, very bad for that man to make an accusation like that. That is terrible. I have never, ever, since I've managed, ever told a pitcher to throw at anybody, nor will I ever. And if I ever did, I certainly wouldn't make him throw at a 130 hitter like LeFay or Bavacqua, who couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat. And I guarantee you this, when I pitched and I was going to pitch against a team that had guys on it like Bavacqua, I sent a limousine to get the sucker to make sure he was in the motherfucking lineup, because I kicked that sucker's ass any fucking day in a week. He's a fucking motherfucking big mouth, I'll tell you that.
Rest in peace, Skipper. That's your magic audio. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Safe home, Tommy. Oh, man. That's it. I get a limousine to take him to the stadium. That rocks. That absolutely rocks. You need more of that in sports in general. I love that. Anyway, we got to get out of here. That's it. Stay safe, everybody. We'll keep you posted on what's going on in this crazy world of ours and try to have a little fun at the same time. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, all the way down here in Florida, Mike O'Mara, little old Mike O'Mara, just little old me.
There he is, wild.
Saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Do you know who I am? I'm Mo Green.
I need you to get my underwear out of my butt.
Pandemic.